Tennessee lets a 17-point lead slip away. Auburn goes on an 18-0 run, and they don't let off the gas as they go on and beat Tennessee. A disappointing, tough road loss as today the Auburn Tigers rally from down 17 to beat Tennessee 73-66.
104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. That was Bob Kesling on the Vol Network Saturday. A killer loss for Tennessee's tournament hopes, whatever they might have been. And with that, we bring in Jimmy Himes from Sports Radio WNML over in Knoxville to talk Tennessee for a couple segments here. Jimmy, what's going on this morning?
Hey, Andrew. Almost fumbled my phone for another time. How you doing?
Oh, that Jimmy Himes bringing the comedy.
Jimmy, by the way, is brought to you by the Huff Acre Group of Keller Williams Realty. You can call them 615-758-8886 or visit them online at thgtn.com. It's funny, Jimmy, we talked Friday about turnover snowballing in that atmosphere, and that's really what happened is they melted down. Auburn went on that 18-0 run to take the lead, and Tennessee just can never recover.
I called them a bunch of middle school mistakes. I mean, it was a five-second violation inbounding it to start the half. Fulkerson throws it backcourt with nobody there. Two players bump into each other at midcourt, and Auburn steals it. 10-second violation because you can't get the ball up court and had no idea of the clock. I was really alarmed. Those were just mistake after mistake. And then Viscovi had a silly backcourt foul, his fourth. He came out of the game, and then Auburn went on an 18-0 run. Two things you could debate. Should Rick Barnes have called a timeout? He said that a lot of times his players don't do what they're supposed to after timeout, so it wouldn't have mattered. And I'm thinking, well, why is that? And the other thing is, why wouldn't you bring back Viscovi a little bit sooner than you did? It was almost the completion of the 18-0 run before Viscovi came back. Now, I know he had some turnovers along the way, but he looked like more of a settling force at point guard than the other players. The other thing about calling the timeout, I think if you have a veteran team, if you've got Jordan Bone and Schofield and Grant Williams and Lamonte Turner, you can probably get away with not calling timeout because they can probably right the ship. If you're younger, if you're a little bit shaky at point guard, if you don't have an alpha dog leader, I'd call two timeouts. I'd do whatever I could to stop that momentum. I was a little bit surprised by that.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Jimmy. And Rick Barnes is a great coach, there's no question. But I thought they, you know, at some point in that run, you got to just try to stop it. Even if they don't run what you want them to when you come back from the timeout, you at least maybe slow them down or you know, quiets the crowd down for a few minutes and just maybe eases up on the momentum a little bit for Auburn right there.
Well, that's what I thought. Now, somebody said, well, there was a media timeout. Okay, I get that, but I would have still called a timeout even earlier than that to try to stop it. And what was interesting, too, is if I remember these numbers correctly, Auburn was two out of 13 on threes before the stretch, and then they hit five of their last seven threes. You knew they were going to make a run. You didn't know when. You didn't know how long the run would be. You knew they would make a run. And Tennessee didn't have an answer. So I may be end up being wrong, but I think that game pretty much sealed the deal on an NCAA tournament because I don't think Tennessee is good enough to win three or four of their last four games unless they win the SEC tournament, and I don't see that happening either. So I really think their NCAA tournament hopes are gone.
Yeah, Jimmy, I agree. I thought they kind of drove a stake in those with that loss Saturday. Jimmy Himes, our guest from Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville.
Well, Jimmy, I guess one good thing out of it, maybe Rick Barnes had something to do with it, maybe or maybe not, is that Bowden came out of his, I guess came out big out of a shooting slump. We're getting a career high, I think, of 28 points. What did Coach Barnes have anything to say about that?
Well, he said he was terrific, and that's exactly right. That Bowden was the best player on the court, not just the best player for Tennessee. That was not only his best game of the season, might have been the best game of his career. He also had some assists and he had some rebounds along the way. He didn't miss a shot in the first half. He was, I guess, 5 of 5 from the field. He ended up at the foul line, I think, 7 of 7. He ended up 9 of 12 from the field, 3 of 4 on threes. He was outstanding. But you know what? During that 18-0 run, I'm not sure he had a field goal attempt. And so was that him not stepping up? Was it the offense not going through him? Was it the turnover so you couldn't even get it to him? Maybe a little bit of all of that, but I thought Bowden played his best game. And if he can continue at that pace down the stretch, maybe Tennessee can get a couple of upsets.
It just seems like Tennessee's a team that can pretty much play with anybody on any given day, usually if they're at their best, but they just can't execute down the stretch and the turnovers. And I still think it goes back to having leadership, as you talked about, or some veteran or a point guard has been there through the moments before. And when will they get past that? I don't know if they'll do that this season.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that may come next year. They've been bad down the stretch against South Carolina, where they blew a 7-point lead. They had four turnovers the last minute, 50. They were bad down the stretch against Vanderbilt, led by 12, had three turnovers in the last minute, and ended up winning by two. And then they had the 18-0 run against Auburn, where they were bad as well. So I think maybe Vescovi needs to get this year under his belt. Maybe next year, with this influx of talent, maybe Jaden Springer is the point guard. I don't know. But I am reminded, and Rick Barnes has said this, and the assistant coach has said it too. 3 years ago, Tennessee was a little bit like this, where they couldn't close games against North Carolina, and they had some other close games they couldn't pull out. And then the next year, they won the SEC. They learned how to do it, and they learned how to do it because of experience. So maybe that will be a key for them next year, having gone through this.
In the SEC tournament, if you will still want to believe as a Vol fan that they have a shot of the tournament, how far do you think they have to go?
I think they got to win it.
They got to win it.
Yeah, I don't think there's another out for them, because I think they're going to lose. I think they'll probably go 1-3 in these last four, and that really puts them behind that. I mean, there's no way you get in at that point, because here's the other thing, too. The NCAA net, and as we know, the net has replaced the RPI. Tennessee entered the game 64. Well, that loss is it's not going to knock them down a whole lot, because Auburn's playing, but a 64 net is not going to get you in the tournament. In particular, you don't have that many good wins. You don't have very many quad one wins. I was looking this up the other day. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's not many of them. So that's going to hurt them as well. So I think they've got to win the SEC tournament if they want to make the NCAA tournament. Mm.
Well, naturally, we're on to football and the combines coming up this week. Who's been invited from the Vols, and how well do you think they'll test?
Juwan Jennings is going to be invited. The whole key for him, I think a lot of his – well, there are two keys for him. As far as his draft status, what's he going to run the 40 in some of those shuttle times? That's going to be a key. I think he's going to be somewhere above a 4.6, maybe a 4.65, 4.69, 4.7, somewhere in there. That's not going to help him. And he's also going to get peppered with a lot of questions about his attitude. He quit the team twice. He had that ridiculous Instagram rant. He then, for the next 2 years, really did a good job of reshaping his image until he stepped on the Vanderbilt player. And so I think those are the two things you're going to look at. But, Blaine, you've played in the NFL. I think there are plenty of receivers in the NFL that are not blazers that have been very productive wide receivers.
Yes.
And I think Jennings could be one of them.
Yeah, no doubt. And who else is going to be down there with him from Tennessee?
Dale Taylor is going to be there. But he had some off-season surgery. And so he is not going to work out. He's going to go through the interview process and do those type things, but he will not work out.
So that's the only two that are going to be at the combine?
I think so. There's a chance there was a late addition that I missed, but those were the two that I know that got invited. I thought Callaway was going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
But when I checked, and I didn't check, the last time I checked was 2 weeks ago, so I may be a little dated on that. But those were the two that I was told that were going to be there. Dominic Wood Anderson did not get an invite. Batuli may be going. He may be there too. I need to double check myself on that, but he should be, because he's going to be drafted.
Yeah.
I think Batuli's a good football player.
Yeah, I like him. Jimmy Himes, our guest, Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville, every Monday and Friday here on the Wake Up Zone, brought to you by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. More Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Just ahead, first, Mark, and a word about our friends at the Lee Company, if you will.
That's right. Here's a question you might not think about very often. How's your heating and air conditioning system doing? Can it handle the cold weather? Not sure? Then consider these questions. Is it energy efficient? Is it running in top condition? Is it providing the best possible air quality for your home? If it's time to replace your heating and air conditioning system, your friends at Lee Company are making that easier than ever. Call today and take advantage of Lee Company's exceptional HVAC financing offer. You'll receive special financing for up to 36 months or up to $1,250 off on select high-efficiency systems. That's right. Special financing for up to 36 months or special savings on select high-efficiency systems. So call Lee Company today to learn all about their current financing and service special offers. 615-567-1000 or visit them online at leecompany.com/promotions. Lee Company, all you need.
Time is 7:34 on the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Coming up a little bit, we'll have our Lee Company Hot Performer, so stay tuned for that. Jimmy Himes could win Lee Company Hot Performer every week. He joins us every Monday and Friday here on the Wake Up Zone. Brought to you by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. You can call them 615-758-8886 or online thgtn.com.
Jimmy, I want to go back to basketball for just a second. One of the pluses on Saturday, sifting through the wreckage, is that Rick Barnes finally got some production from his bench.
Yeah, he did. And that's something that has been missing for Tennessee. Sometimes it depends on who they might start, but their bench has not been as good as they needed to be. And I have been a little bit disappointed that some of the players coming off the bench haven't been a little bit more productive. I thought Kumwan would come around and be a little bit better player for him. Drew Pembers has been in and out, mostly out. The only action he saw, I think, was the last few seconds of the game. But they've not gotten as much out of the bench as I thought they might. That was they got a little bit of a spark from that. They need to get 12 to 15 points out of the bench per game, and that doesn't always happen. But that's one of the things that's troublesome about this team is the lack of consistency. And I think that's one reason they have struggled. Well, they're 15 and 12 right now, and I think that's one reason they struggled.
Going back to football, in a year where Jeremy Pruitt, got that team out of a hole, a 1-4 hole, and you really thought that he grew a lot in year two, do the defections from his staff, are they troubling at all, or do you just see that as just part of the process, in college football these days?
Well, I think it's part of the process, but I was talking with an interview with Philip Fulmer not long ago, and he talked about how much he likes stability in the coaching staff. With Tennessee, the first year, I kind of expected some movement because a lot of times the first-year head coaches don't always get it right with their assistants. Second year, after going 8-5, I thought the staff would be mostly back, but four guys left. And then two of them that you're replacing with, two of them have very little coaching experience at this level. And so they've actually pared down the payment of the assistant coaches by about $600,000. So I was a little bit surprised by that movement. You do wonder about the chemistry of the staff. And we've had this debate too. So you take a Tracy Rocker, who I thought did a very good job coaching the defensive line, but maybe is not noted as a great recruiter. I don't think every person on your staff has to be a great recruiter. I think if you've got six or seven really good recruiters on your staff, the others don't have to be real good. And maybe Rocker fits into that. But I think his departure's a loss because I thought he did a really good job with that defensive line.
And, we can certainly attest to the fact that a lot of programs will keep a good recruiter on, even if he's not the greatest ball coach, because right. That's such a high priority.
Yeah, that's true. But I'll say this, you better have some guys that can coach on your staff. I think we've all seen teams that we looked at and said, man, that team's more talented, and they lost. And one reason they lost was they weren't as well coached. So I do think you still have to coach them up, but you still have to do a good job as a coach, or you're not going to win, even though you've got a bevy of five-star talent on your roster.
Is Niedermeyer the guy that they're trying their hardest to keep and keep happy because it appears he's their top recruiter?
I wouldn't say he's the only one. But I do think they want to keep him happy, and I think he's done a very good job, and I think there's some loyalty between him and Pruitt. But I think there are other really good recruiters on this staff that they need to keep, and there are other good coaches on the staff, too. I wouldn't single him out, but I do think he's important. By the way, let me quickly say, Tennessee's got five players going to the combine. I just looked that up real quick.
Okay. Jimmy, I watched the Lady Vols. I'm underwhelmed. I wasn't waving the pom-pom, and I like Kelly, Kelly Harper, back from when she was a player. I just thought that Philip Fulmer took the cheap way out as far as making the hire. Where do you think this program is headed, this year and beyond, and how is she recruiting?
Well, I'm not that impressed with them either. Right? They're on the bubble. Charlie Crane had them yesterday. If they lost to Vanderbilt, they were out. They had a 14-point lead. They blew it. They came back to win it. They also have turnover problems. They don't play with a smart basketball IQ. They're a little bit better than they were a year ago, only because they've beaten the teams they were supposed to. Holly Warlick had a lot of wins over teams that were ranked, and then she would lose to teams she wasn't supposed to lose to. This team hadn't really done that, but they just don't play at the level they need to. They're not very good. They're not a top 25 basketball team. They'll be a low seed. She did not have a good recruiting first year. Now, whether that was her fault for taking over late or whether that was a lack of recruitment by the previous staff, I don't know. They signed an in-state player who's ranked in the 300s. They signed a decent player named Darby out of Arkansas. But the thing that sticks out is there were three McDonald's All-American players out of Chattanooga, and the Lady Vols got none of them. And they went to big programs. They got none. And they also made an incredibly bad recruiting mistake when they didn't go after Ryan Howard, who's now at Kentucky, and she may be the best player in the SEC, and she's probably one of the top five players in the country. That was a huge recruiting mistake by the Lady Vols. So as far as next year, there's not a lot of help on the way, except they get Zay Green back. She's without for the year with, I think, a torn ACL. So I don't know that the Tennessee team will be much better next year.
It looks like the Tennessee baseball program has turned the corner. What are your thoughts on them now and how you think this team is going to do this season?
I think their start is phenomenal. They're 6-0. They beat number one ranked Texas Tech. Now, before anybody says, no, wait a minute. Look, there are about five baseball polls out there, and almost all of them had a different number one. So right. Texas Tech was number one in one of the polls. But the pitching has been outstanding. They've been hitting home runs. In one game where they didn't hit home runs, they had five doubles, so they're pounding the ball pretty good. The defense has been solid. Vitello's done a tremendous job. This is a team, when the new polls come out, they will definitely be ranked. How high they'll be ranked, I don't know. But I think they could be into the top 15 after this. I really like what he's done. Last year they won 40 games. They got in the NCAA tournament for the first time in many, many years. So I think Tony Vitello's done a great job.
Yeah, they beat Stanford yesterday and stayed undefeated. So, yeah, they had a great weekend down there in Round Rock. Jimmy, as always, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Thanks for the time this morning.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right. That's Jimmy Himes, Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville, brought to you by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. You can call them at 615-758-8886 or go online, thgtn.com. On the way in just a moment, we will have our Lee Company Hot Performer. Also, Coach Mack coming up shortly. Dave McGinnis will join us from Titans Radio at the top of the hour. As we remind you, this is the Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Time to roll down I-40 to Wilson County, and Mitchell is on the line, Mark.
That's right. Wilson County Automotive Family, a Bone Family tradition since 1927. That includes Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Oh, that Mitchell Bone. He just keeps coming up with these great deals. What do you got for us as we get out of February, Mitchell?
Yeah, well, we've got a lot going on this week. Mark, it is the last week of February, and so we've got a bunch of great deals that end at the end of this week. Not only do we have stuff like the Chevrolet Silverado, the Blazer, and the Equinox with thousands and thousands of dollars off those vehicles, but we've also got really neat deals. We've got several cars that you can get 0% for 72 months with your approved credit through GM Financial. It is an awesome deal on a slew of cars that you can get. We also have a lot of great trade-ins that we've gotten in this month that are on the lot. These are beautiful pre-owned vehicles that we've reconditioned, and they are just in tip-top shape. You really need to look at these vehicles. And in person is great, but you can also find them online at WilsonCountyMotors.com. We've got tons of pictures there, the description, everything you need to know about the vehicle before you even come into the store. That's at WilsonCountyMotors.com. Or if you're around, we would love to show these things to you in person. You will be so impressed. We're at exit 236 off I-40 in Lebanon. It's just 20 minutes east of the Nashville airport.
Well done, Mitchell. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thanks, Mark.
All right. That's Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Great people, great deals, fantastic service in nearby Lebanon.